Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
We're doing Swiper Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. And we'll even let Parker play.
Yay.
If these two can't decide.
That's okay. So nice.
I know. Hey, I'm a nice executive producer. All right, moving on.
Mike is a benevolent leader.
I am. The New York Knicks got rejected in New York.
Ooh. I'll stay.
New York Knicks rejected.
I'm going to pass because I know it's a sports story, and I think I know how Parker will vote. So I want Parker to get in.
I want to swipe, but the way that you're talking about it makes me think that they got like rejected by a bouncer at a bar. So I'm going to stay.
Good call, Parker.
Oh, am I right?
Wow. Did.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Oh,
I didn't
know
that.
Good call. Nicely do you done. Hold on. Do you guys really think I'm so bland that I would just put our top story as the Knicks losing a basketball game or something?
Might be a slow night. You're feeling, you're That's, not feeling
that
well.
Would be a, if it was that slow of a night, I'd be like, hey guys, we need to do something.
Parker, you're up. I'm not doing this one tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be like, Parker, you're up. Time for your audition. Kid. This is an off the court story because the Knicks destroyed the 76ers in game one of their series, 137-98. The trouble came for them after some members of the team tried celebrating the big win. It was the same night as the Met Gala.
Oh.
And they tried getting into Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter's joint after party.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, the no. Knicks were promptly turned away at the door.
Really?
As the Met Gala after party was capped at a strict 200 guest limit, invite only, despite the venue being able to hold more.
Wow. Even those players didn't hold the clout. Look at that. Holy
the
buckets.
Knicks, even after a win, the New York Knicks, which is like New York's pride and joy, were not allowed in. There was also reports of people that were on the list trying to bring plus ones in.
No.
But if their name wasn't on the list, they couldn't get in either.
Oh, even a plus one, you can't.
No.
Dang.
Okay. Wow.
It was highly exclusive.
Well.
So
what did the Knicks do? Did they just leave?
They had to
quietly?
Leave.
Didn't
yeah, there was no fights or anything.
Didn't Sabrina Carpenter and Madonna perform at that party too together again? I believe I've read the like rumors.
I believe
they,
so.
It's Madonna just trying
Jamie,
to suck
you're
the
not
youth
supposed
out
to read these
I'm not supposed
keep
to.
Her skeletal
you're not supposed
alone.
To read the
Although,
stories, Jamie.
I will say that I would love to see the Knicks at a Sabrina Carpenter hosted event because she's so itty bitty she'd come to like their knees. I think that would be the greatest photo ever of her standing next to like a pro basketball player. Just saying. Because she's itty-bitty.
Parker, why are you laughing?
She's so itty.
That's a
she's,
funny image.
She's a teeny human being. She's like a teeny tiny human being. I just think it would be fascinating to see her against
it
a giant professional athlete.
It would be wild. All right.
Story two.
Moving on. Los Angeles mayoral candidate featured in superhero-themed ad.
I used to live in L.A. I'm going to stay.
Intriguing. I'll stay.
So neither of you guys saw this.
No.
Oh, I'm so happy now. I could have swore you guys would know what this was.
No,
I don't do any research
All right.
for this show.
So former reality star and current mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt.
Oh, God.
I forgot he was running for mayor.
He's like
yes.
a front runner.
Okay. So there was an Los ad Angeles. Released the other night.
Yeah.
And it was Batman themed.
Okay.
Through the use of AI. So this drew from The Dark Knight Rises, the kangaroo court scene, if you've seen the movie.
Yes.
And it featured L.A. Mayor Karen Bass as the Joker, California Governor Gavin Newsom dressed as a French aristocrat, and former Vice President Kamala Harris, who just endorsed Bass, swilling vodka. As a citizen begs the court for help, but is laughed at by the three judges and the aristocracy until Joe Rogan comes in and shines the light, the SP logo, into the sky, signaling for Spencer Pratt.
No.
like he was Commissioner Gordon.
Oh my God.
And then it shows Spencer Pratt through the use of AI taking down all of these people. Now, allegedly, Pratt's campaign had nothing to do with this. However, this has become viral with a lot of people on the right side of the aisle praising it for its creativity.
And well, it's sure, the best. These are the same people.
I think
people
Jen
who,
Bush oh, said it was the God. Best ad he's ever seen.
They're the same people who do the Trump memes and the Trump videos of him dropping poop on people and, you know.
LA is going to do a really stupid thing, aren't they?
It's not the first time LA.
Well, no, you're right.
LA
you're
and
right.
California are known for their stupid
this
thing. It's
is
very
true.
On brand. I think it's very, very on brand for them.
It's just.
And I don't think.
They're going to do a stupid thing.
They can
thing.
Do all this. No, they're not going to.
Yeah.
LA itself is much more than the Hollywood elite,
right.
as you would
right.
like to call them. And a lot of the Hollywood elite don't live in the city of Los
right.
Angeles. They live in the county of Los Angeles, but they're not in the city. People in the city are not going to, this isn't going to play.
Right. All right, Parker's giving me the 1 minute signal, so God, Prime so Video rude. Posts warning to fans.
Stay.
Stay.
Good, because we don't have too much time. Prime Video is warning fans of the Summer I Turn Pretty series to keep off the set of the new movie that's being filmed. In a joint post on Instagram, Amazon, MGM Studios, Prime Video, and the show's official account wrote, "We love the excitement, but sharing location and visiting sets disrupts filming and creates real safety concerns for our cast and crew. We're working hard to create a protected bubble, so stay out."
Wow.
Wow, all right.
All right.
That last part was just me. Anyway.
I didn't want to go to your set anyway. Yikes.
Let the people work. All right, that's Swiper Stay, everyone.
Thank you, Frank. Always a good time. Swiper Stay.